Yeah, close enough. Call the meeting to order at 6:00. Town of Bolton Board of Selectmen, special meeting, AP, Tuesday, April 9, 2024, at 6:00 PM at Town Hall, both live and Zoom. First order of business is to consider and act on the AP.
I make a motion that we approve the AP as presented.
Motion is made. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Motion is made and seconded. Comments, questions?
I have two questions.
Yes.
On page 9, the Novus bill, the corrections, page 10, so the $3,829, is that what we pay them every month for their services?
That's the normal monthly fee, yes.
Okay. So I know this is a continuing conversation that I know you've been having, Jim, with the registrars about access to Novus. And that's a steep fee, and I would just hope that for that amount of money, the registrars are having easy access. I mean, last we heard, they had to, I think, submit something to maybe Kathy to get permission to talk to them or something like that. I'm really not clear on it. But for this amount of money per month, I just would hope that there would be easy and continuous access.
So the way that it has worked here for the entire 20 years, or nearly 20 years, I've been an employee, if any person needs assistance with IT stuff, they are supposed to contact Kathy, who is the IT administrator, and she submits a ticket. And those tickets get acted on very quickly. In this case, this is the only group of individuals that has direct access to anybody that works for Novus. They have our IT specialist's cell phone number, which they have called even after hours, and he's responded. So they have the same exact access to everybody else. I think what exacerbates things for them is it might take an hour for somebody to respond, because Bolton is not the only thing that they do. They work for many other places and many other people, and they have to get to it as quickly as they can. The problem is, when you have a department that's only open 3 hours a week, an hour is a very long time to wait. So I think some of it is a perception issue. And they're not there the next day to have follow-up with them the next day. And so I can tell you that Novus has been very proactive in trying to reach out to them when they know there's an issue and following up with them, whether it's by email, it's usually by email, or stopping in when they know they're going to be there. And the $3,800 covers services that are above and beyond labor. That's not just labor. That is cloud-hosted services, that is endpoint protection, that is scanning. There's a lot of things that happen for those fees every month.
Okay, thank you.
Hopefully that helps. You had a second question.
Yes, my other one is on page 14. It's under We Care Denali.
Yep.
It's the $750 for logs and stumps. But does that mean that we're having our logs and stumps carted away? And if so, is there not a place in Bolton where we could put them?
So they get put usually at Herrick Park or for emergencies. We don't have a normal permit at Herrick Park. We get emergency permits when we have storm damage to put stuff at Herrick Park, but it goes to an area behind the town garage, and it does get carted off or chipped.
And so Denali either carts them off?
Correct. We Care Denali is the company that we use for that service, and I believe they are both on a federal and state bid list.
Yes, they are.
Which is where we came up with them. And, you know, they're FEMA's preferred provider during a storm event.
And they literally, they grind them up and into whatever, chips or anything else. Yes, they do that, they have a huge area, they do it.
Right, and we know the answer to your, the other part of that, your question was, do we have an area? No, we just don't, we don't have the kind of real estate at our transfer station to be able to hold that. And even this is considered waste, and we have to have permits from DEEP to store it, even temporarily.
And do those, do they chip those on
Sometimes.
Okay.
So sometimes they cart them off. Typically, when we have a large-scale event where we have a lot of stuff, they generally chip it, and they bring in a chipper that will take an entire tree.
Yeah.
And they do it at Harris Park, because there's enough room there.
I'm just wondering if those chips could be offered to residents who might
they
want them.
When we get them, they are.
Good.
Anybody who wants them can have them. We've actually delivered a bunch of them to get rid of them.
Good, thank you.
You're welcome.
Are there any, I'm sorry.
Sorry, I just had a follow-up to that. So that, what kind of volume is that for that 750, do you know?
I don't know.
I was curious.
It's post darn.
Well, I think that's been building up for a while. We can
So it was a big pile that was there and they come and
right, we can ask Mr. Butcher.
I was just curious. Not a big deal.
If there are no other questions or comments, all in favor of
Amanda's.
Oh, I'm sorry, Amanda.
Thanks.
I didn't see the hand. There's
not
a sun shining on your screen, so it doesn't come across very clear.
Yes, I have a pale hand. all right, so page 7, and let me know if you can't understand me. Sorry, I'm getting over a cold, so I sound terrible. The hydraulic fittings, hose, paint, strap, is that for the fire department, or what building, or what vehicle is that for?
Right now they are working on the flail mower that cuts the roadsides, and most of the hoses on it were bad, and we actually make our own hoses on site because it's very expensive to buy them. So these are actually components to be able to make custom hoses for that machine, but we can make custom hoses for any of our heavy equipment.
Nice.
Is that a new thing?
I didn't expect that.
Last year.
And then on page 2, the geothermal pump, is that was for the school, right?
Yes, that's a, that's for the school.
That was the capital plan, and they took it off, and they put it in this year instead of next year. Okay.
Good memory. Yep.
Yep.
All right. That was it. Thank you.
Okay. I'll try again. Mr. Amanda, you still have your hand up, just so you know.
Okay. The geothermal pump was expensive at the high school.
Yeah, was it about $25,000, I think?
21.6?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously there's some labor to change that out, but is that just a pump? Or is that...
So there is...
You know, so John would know.
Well, I happen to know probably more than most people would, because I inspected it when it went in. there, in the back of the school, there is... probably in excess of 20 wells, and there's two major pumps that move all of that water. One works in a lead phase, the other one works in a lag phase, and they switch back and forth. And they're both of those pumps are just at end of life, and they've started to have issues with them.
Mm-hmm.
So they are really doing what they should be doing, is replacing it as a maintenance item rather than let's wait till it breaks and fix it. But to answer your question, there's really two main pumps. And my recollection is the discussion we had was they're going to do the one this year, and they're going to do the other one next year.
Okay, so that's just for one.
Yeah, it's one pump, and the labor and pieces, parts to install.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, I guess that's it. If there are no further questions, and to date of all in favor of the motion as presented, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Aye. It is unanimous. Item 4, item 3 is any budget transfers. I didn't see any.
We have
none.
And 4 is finally the finalizing the agenda for the retreat. So we had a number of items on there. I don't have the list.
So may I speak?
Please.
So Rodney and I met with John Elsesser last week, and he has all of the notes that Amanda generated and the things that we've discussed. And what the way his approach is going to be is that he has broken those into very broad topics as far as an agenda, and he hasn't sent us the final agenda yet. But he's going to break them into broad topics. His thought is that the Board of Selectmen will discuss them with his, you know, with him, and you guys will choose the items that are most important to you as a group to focus on.
Before the retreat?
At the beginning of the retreat, as you get started.
So we'll have a sort of a cafeteria thing. We'll pick key in on items that we feel we all, that we can agree on to go forward with.
Correct.
Okay.
So we're going to, Kathy and I are going to work on that agenda tomorrow, and I will reach out to John. I have some information from him. We also have a cover letter that we put together for all of you that describes the events as it sees them for Saturday. He's asked that we include a link about the 10 rules of public meeting or something. We put that link in there so everybody could just quickly review those. And it also in that letter, it's his suggestion that if anybody is not familiar with the Plan of Conservation and Development, it may be a good document to review before the retreat.
Amanda?
And that can be found on the town's website.
Amanda, your hand was up first.
Yeah, so he's not going to change the agenda too much from what we discussed as a group, right? I'm only, you know, it's a special meeting, right? So we can't add or subtract items from the agenda. So I just.
Right. So what he's going to do is, so for instance, we talked about, I'm trying to look at the owl so you see my face rather than my side. like we talked about waterline from Manchester, things like that. So that's going to be broadly based under infrastructure.
Okay. Yeah. We had the broad categories on there. As long as he leaves the broad categories, we should be okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. I agree.
There's another hand up and the sun is
Tim.
In my eye.
It's Tim.
Oh, okay. Tim. Sorry.
Thank you. My comment was along the same lines in that I think the expectation for today's meeting was to kind of have more of a clear agenda, probably. I am okay with a broad agenda. However, I just want to make sure that nobody on the board is excluded from their specific ideas that they wanted to include, just because we didn't have this hammered out as we had kind of intended. Again, I'm fine with the broad, but I just, is there a way that we could just make sure that anyone who has a specific idea can make sure that that idea is included in the agenda, perhaps even via email to Rodney or Jim after this?
We have all of those topics because Amanda took great notes and sent them to us. And so we have all of those, and we've actually provided all of those notes to John.
So.
And then also.
Did you get a copy? Do you want a copy of those?
I think it would be helpful just to have that copy just in case we missed anything, in case somebody has an idea prior to the meeting. That's all. Just to
maybe we can send it out to all of us.
Yes, we're going to have something going out tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, we send out the agenda tomorrow.
Yeah.
So that you can all see it because it has to be posted Thursday. So I can make changes tomorrow and first thing Thursday.
I think that would be great to give everyone an opportunity to add anything that's missing.
Thank you.
Sorry, Pam. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No.
The problem with doing it that way is the board won't see what the inclusions are. Only you and Rodney would see what the inclusions are.
You're going to determine what you're going to talk about that morning under infrastructure. You'll talk about what you're going to write. And so you'll make those decisions under these broader categories that morning.
One of the things that I think the board should realize is that this doesn't have to be our only retreat.
Correct.
You know, we can do another one in 6 months, in a year. we have options to do it that way. And the second piece of my, third piece of my comment is that we have a function at 1 o'clock that day, so I will be leaving at about 1:45.
Okay, fair enough.
Do you want to share the agenda that I had briefly right now or no?
She's asking if you'd like her to share what she
here right now. I don't know if anyone would like to see it or is, I don't know how long,
it's one page.
Is this the agenda that General Sessor has and is working off of?
He was given this document.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, I expected it's bigger than that. All right, that's good. Thank you.
So, my understanding is John Assessor wanted to put it in more government language.
Yeah.
Government pieces that would be affected, and that's why the broad categories were brought forward the way they are.
Looks fine to me.
Adequate office space down facilities. Education is there. Okay.
Yeah, that's what we all agreed to.
Yep,
that
that's
night,
there.
February 20th.
Yep,
so.
That's a. It took me a minute to read it. Sorry.
I just wanted to add too that I think another thing that we should read ahead of time is the new affordable housing portion of the plan of conservation and development, because housing, attainable housing, is one of our topics,
mm-hmm.
and that's a pretty new document. I think it was approved 2022.
I think that's accurate.
I think it's pretty recent.
Yeah.
I think that'd be important for us. Also, I hope that this is going to, our retreat is going to be publicized to the public.
It will be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. I mean,
it's open to.
Because I know we talked before about everybody should be able to come, but we can limit or exclude comment, which I think we should not allow public comment at it just because of the time constraints we have.
Was the plan to have no public comment or to have public comment at the very beginning?
I had expressed my opinion before that I don't think we should have any public comment at all.
No. I think that was agreed upon.
Right. You know, if after everything is done, if people would like to submit their comments to us, that's mm-hmm. fine, because it's a lot to cover in a short period of time, and it's like a discussion prior to our meeting. It can go off.
Mm-hmm.
on a rail, and that just eats up the time that we need. So, and we're I'm welcome to hear what someone has to say, but right after we've gone through our discussion, because it may answer itself. With that, unless someone else has another comment or question, Tammy, you do.
Motion that we adjourn.
Do I hear a second? Oh yes, Amanda. Thank you. Motion's being second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Unanimous.
Thank you.